The federal government has reiterated it will not be participating in any offensive action in the war in the Middle East. Energy Minister Chris Bowen has pushed back against unverified reports claiming Australia has sent special air service troops to the Middle East, saying the rumoured deployment is untrue. Minister Bowen has stressed Australia's involvement remains defensive and says the Labor government is focused on managing the economic impacts the war and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz is having on Australians. Earlier, Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong met with ministers from more than 40 countries to discuss diplomatic and international planning measures to ensure the strait can reopen safely. Minister Bowen says until the passage is reopened, Australians can be assured the government is working to maintain sufficient supply from elsewhere.
Iran should stop interrupting the flow through the Straits of Hormuz. But Australian companies have been diversifying. We're seeing more suppliers on the way from other parts of the world, United States, Mexico, other places. The Asian refineries are diversifying their supply of crude oil, which is very important for Australia because most of our refined product comes from Asian refineries. So this is, sensible people working across the board, diversifying where we get our fuel from,